Packers Cowboys coming up this Sunday, the divisional round at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 12:05. We'll have the coverage for you starting Sunday at 10 here on K107.1. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. He joins us, and typical playoffs, Brian. I talked to you for one game, and then the Packers lose in some awful fashion. Besides the Super Bowl year, of course, but the postseason success has kind of been fleeting for the Packers lately. Is that going to turn around against Dallas here this Sunday?
With a home game, you would hope that turns the tide. You know, that certainly hasn't been the case in recent years, where they've been losing at Lambeau Field two consecutive years. So that's not a good trend for the Packers, but they got a little bit more going for them this year, I'd say, than they have in 2011, 2012, 2013. This is a pretty good team this year that's good on both offense and defense, and they've got a Aaron Rodgers may not be 100%, but at least he's out there.
Is he even going to be 70, 80, 90%, even 50%? That calf injury is really bothering him, and this is typically an injury from what I've heard that, if this was a regular season week 5 game, there'd be no doubt that he doesn't play, but it is the playoffs. He's going to get out there. He's going to play. How limited do you think Rodgers will be Sunday, and how much do you think it will affect the Packers' chances to win?
Yeah, it's interesting to put a percentage on it. If I had to guess, and I could be totally off base, I'd put it at maybe 75%. You would think with the 2 weeks off, he'll be a little bit better than he was, after coming back from that injury in the Detroit game. I don't think he's going to be really mobile by any means, and hopefully he won't have to be if the offensive line just does their job and keeps a clean pocket. He won't have to scramble. He won't have to, avoid rushers or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the chances are, at some point, maybe it doesn't happen, 10 times, but it could be a crucial moment where it just happens once or twice and he's not really able to do it and takes a sack, or even worse, he aggravates it like he did against Detroit. So it's going to be really interesting to see where he's at on Sunday, but I think he'll play. It's just a question of how mobile he'll be.
Aaron Rodgers, if he has to drop back and just sit in the pocket all game, he's still one of the top three quarterbacks in the league. It's just that mobility has brought his game to another level. It's brought his game to the MVP conversation, and to not have that may be a big factor. Another big factor, according to many, and I don't see why it wouldn't be, the weather. Obviously, you would think this would affect Dallas more than Green Bay. Just the fact, Brian, that it's going to be cold.
Yeah, it's not going to be ice bowl cold by any means. I think the forecast calls for the mid-20s or so on Sunday. But the simple fact that I believe the Dallas Cowboys have not played in a game under freezing, under 32 degrees this year, it'll be a little bit of a culture shock to them coming into Lambeau Field where, even though it's not, bitter cold, once that football gets below freezing, it's a little bit harder to throw, a little bit harder to catch, definitely harder to kick and punt as it kind of becomes more rock-like and it doesn't travel as far. But the Packers are used to this. They know that. They've played, maybe haven't had that bitter cold game this year, but these guys are all practicing in it. They've had several games of sub-freezing conditions this year. So they'll be ready and know what's to come, whereas maybe it will be a little culture shock for the Cowboys.
Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com as the Packers host the Cowboys. It's the third of four playoff games this weekend. The Packers kick off 12:05 on Sunday afternoon. We'll have the coverage for you on K107.1. Our coverage starts actually at 10 o'clock with the pregame. I can't get a handle on how I feel about this game. You have the Packers who've been playing well. Aaron Rodgers' injury or not, Dallas, they had pressure last week to win at home, a playoff game at home. They won it. Now they're playing with house money, I think, and Romo, Bryant, DeMarco Murray, that defense is getting better. They're a team that, what have we seen? Who have we seen win the Super Bowl? Teams that get hot, they're a team that is getting hot, and they're a team that does, quite frankly, scare me. I can't get a handle on how I feel, again, about this game. Brian, where are you at?
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned all these weapons the Cowboys have. I think they have a very good trio of skill position players. We were talking about Tony Romo, DeMarco Murray, Dez Bryant, throw Jason Witten at tight end in the mix, a very cagey veteran who's been around the block before. I think the key to the game for the Packers is going to be their secondary. I think Morgan Burnett, the safety, they're going to have to commit him to the box to help stuff the run. And when they do that, then a lot of responsibility falls on the shoulders of the rest of the secondary. Sam Shields, Tremont Williams, Clinton Dix. Those guys are going to have to take care of Dez Bryant and Jason Witten if Morgan Burnett is, you know, committed to stuffing the run. So I think that's going to be a key to the game. If Morgan Burnett has a big game and DeMarco Murray for the Cowboys doesn't, that's definitely going to help the Packers. And as far as that matchup on that side of the ball goes, I think that's really key, of course, in addition to what Aaron Rodgers does when the Packers have the ball.
Packers-Cowboys this Sunday on K107.1.